What kinds of discussions are going on within the NSABP in terms of sort of the next generation of endocrine therapy trials that you might be thinking about?
We felt that it would be an important time to study the aromatase inhibitor duration question. So we are putting a study together, which actually have approval now by the NCI, and we're finalizing the protocol, to take patients that complete 5 years of an aromatase inhibitor, be that with anastrozole, letrozole, or exemestane, it doesn't matter, or patients that complete 5 years of hormonotherapy that consists of at least 2 to 3 years of an aromatase inhibitor. In other words, if they took tamoxifen for 2 to 3 years and then they switched, when they get to the 5-year point, we will randomize them to either continue an aromatase inhibitor, and in that case will be letrozole versus placebo. So we're going to do essentially what we've done with the NSABP B14 trial with tamoxifen, now with aromatase inhibitors. Because I think this study should be prospectively studied, and I don't think the existing databases or existing studies, such as, for example, the extension of the MA17, will be enough to give us a definitive answer. So we think we want to study this prospectively.
That's fascinating. And at this point in time, are you planning to use 5 years of therapy?
5 years. Now, there's nothing magic about 5 years. We would have used any other interval. And in fact, we may be able to tell something as the study goes forward, whether you need the 5 years or maybe you get the benefit earlier on.
That's really a great study because, I mean, it's addressing one of the most common questions I hear, which is, what do I do with a patient who's gotten to 5 years of aromatase inhibitors? And if you think about it, I guess attacks now came out over 3 years ago, so we're going to see a big wave of people. And there already are patients out there, but a huge wave coming over the next few years.
Right. In fact, when you think about it, the attack was presented at the end of 2001, so patients started taking an aromatase inhibitor the early part of 2002. So 2007 will be the first time that we see these patients cross the 5 years. Also, if you look at it the other way, patients that took 2 to 3 years of tamoxifen, the exemestane study was reported 2004 spring. So with about 2 to 3 years, will be 2006, 2007, we will see these patients finish the 2 to 3 years of an aromatase inhibitor.